Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Happy holidays from your friends at The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Bam, ba, dam. All right, 11:04. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. That's right, we're only an hour away from Christmas Eve. The best day of the year for me. 888-808-1019. I want to talk about the Mets a little bit here. I want to get into John Harbaugh as well. We got a lot to do in the next 3 hours as I take it till 2 a.m. here on The Fan. We'll get to John Harbaugh. We'll get to Aaron Glenn. We'll get to the Knicks who just lost. I know Lorenzo wants to talk Knicks. We'll take your calls now on the Knicks or anything you want. But I did just want to mention the Mets because, you know, Stearns has gotten a lot of flack. And I think deservedly so. And it's not so much about breaking up the core, because the argument is fair that the core was broken, right? That, you know, I even talked about it at the end of the season that there absolutely needed to be some shifting of the core because these guys aren't working together. They haven't been a consistent winner. I think that's fair. Yes, 2022, they won a lot of games in the regular season, 101, folded at the end of the year, lost the division on the last weekend to the Braves. And then a lackluster performance in the wild card round against the Padres, who came in the Citi Field and beat them 2 out of 3. Then the next year, they're one of the first teams to break it down and trade at the deadline with Robertson. And then 24, up to the NLCS. And then 25, 83 wins with the addition of Juan Soto. And arguably the most disappointing and frustrating and just flat-out terrible season in Mets history when you take into the expectations of what that team was supposed to be. So I think it's not so much, at least for me, and I know it is for many Mets fans, that they're breaking up the core. I heard Joe today in the afternoon on with Marash and Tiki talking about the idea that it didn't need to be broken down, that if you just added some pitching to the team that was last year, they would have been right back and could have competed for a championship. And maybe that's true. I don't know. Maybe it's true. But I do think it's fair that Stearns had an opportunity to break down this core. I do. I would have kept Pete Alonso. I certainly don't include Edwin Diaz when I talk about that. Edwin Diaz was the best reliever in baseball for me, and I've made my comments known on it. I more than most. A lot of people think they screwed up at least a little bit and mismanaged that. I think they really screwed up the Edwin Diaz negotiations, like really screwed it up. But having said that, again, it's a core that didn't work. And I have no issue with breaking it up on some level. Here's the problem I have. And it's the problem I continue to have. What's the plan moving forward? And how do you intend, like, okay, the owner says there's money to spend. How do you spend that money? You don't seem to want to spend it on a starting free agent pitcher. You don't intend, you don't really seem to want to give it to, you know, long-term contracts out at all on almost anyone. You're not willing to give Pete Alonso a five-year deal. It sounds like you're not willing to give Cody Bellinger a 6 or 7 year deal. You're not willing to give Tucker a long-term contract. And don't tell me they signed Juan Soto. Sure, if there's a superstar 26-year-old, they're willing to give him money. And that was the owner who stepped in and made sure that happened. And yeah, they offered Yamamoto, 26-year-old superstar that they believed was a game changer. And look, he was the World Series MVP. So yes, in those circumstances, they're willing. You got to be a 26-year-old absolute superstar, and then they'll give you a long-term contract. Great. But it's not necessarily breaking up the core. It's doing it without a perceived way to make the team better. That's my issue. I'll play out the offseason and we'll see. And maybe things fall back to them and they're playing it just right. And next they'll go trade for starting pitching. They'll trade for an outfielder, or Bellinger's contract will come down to 3 or 4 years and they'll sign him. Whatever. We'll see. But right now I am very concerned that they are not going to be able to rebuild a team good enough to go take on the Dodgers, and not good enough as what they were in 24. And not as good as the potential would have been if they just kept their players. Like, I'm concerned about it. But having said that, again, I'm not against David Stearns breaking down the core. I'm more concerned about what follows. And I'm even more okay and open with the core breaking up with some of the comments made by Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil. Now, I played the Pete Alonso stuff last night. We don't have to play it again. I think they played it in the morning show a lot too. When Pete Alonso was asked about last year, he talked around, you know, everything he possibly could. He gave excuses for the pitching injury, and we know the pitchers fell apart, but he was going on and on about one game. They missed the playoffs by one game. Now, in that final game, they didn't score any runs, and it didn't matter who the pitching staff was. Now, did it, Pete? But wasn't about the injuries to the pitching staff why you couldn't win that one game, was it? You didn't score any runs. And I'm not blaming you. You hit the hardest ball of the day. Got caught in the outfield. I couldn't believe that ball got caught in the gap. So I'm not even blaming you, but don't tell us you missed it by one game and then say it's the pitching staff's fault because you didn't score a run. This wasn't a one-game thing. You won 83 games. And then Jeff McNeil says the exact same thing today in his Zoom. Well, yesterday. Yeah, no, it's still today. Sorry, force of habit, overnight brain. He literally says, we missed the playoffs by one game. If we make the playoffs, are we breaking up the core? If you go on a run to the World Series or the NLCS, maybe not. But if you win your 84th game to overtake the Reds and get dispatched by the Dodgers just like they did, what do you, like, both of these guys, it is hard, like, that was loser mentality from the two of them to not recognize what last year was. Last year was the team that went to the 2024 NLCS against the Dodgers, added Juan Soto, and you guys were worse, way worse, and couldn't get out of your midseason funk the entire year. And yes, it was the pitching, but it was also an offense who didn't come back once in the eighth inning or later. An offense that continually did not get the job done. A team that clearly had something going on with it. And you're going to sit there and go, well, listen, I'm really surprised they handled it this way. It's the way they wanted to handle it. I mean, we missed the playoffs by one game, and if we won that one game, you know, would they really break up a playoff team? Yes! Yes, David Stearns was look at how he ripped it apart. You think if you won that last game against Miami that he would have done this differently? These comments coming out afterwards make me even more gung-ho about what David Stearns did. And I have not been, like, people think I'm against David Stearns because I'm just asking questions. I have no problem. You want to not sign Pete? Fine. I disagree with it, but fine. The only thing I'll get on David Stearns for is his handling of the negotiations with Edwin Diaz. I think he did a terrible job. I think he tried to play the game with a pitcher that's too good, and he let the Dodgers get involved. I think he messed that up big time. But besides that, you don't want to bring back Pete? I've been saying it all offseason. There's easier ways to replace Pete than there is Edwin Diaz. I have no problem trading away Brendan Nimmo. I don't love who they got, but I understand it. I don't like getting worse just to save money 4 years from now. But if you want to break up the core, I kind of get it. And now, with the way they've handled it and what they're talking about as they leave, and not recognizing the failure of last year, all the infighting and everything else, the inability to come out, the way the body language and behavior of Juan Soto and everything, clearly something was up, and we're not in the room, and we're not there with Mendoza every day, and we're not there with the organization. And I mean, they have the only thing they've done, let's be honest. All right, yeah, they brought in Devin Williams, they brought in Luke Weaver, they brought in Jorge Polanco. You know, those are all, you know, good to really good in their past, borderline good players. Right? They're pieces that could be part of a winning team. Pete Alonso could be a major cog in a winning team. Edwin Diaz can be a huge part of a winning team. But, I mean, Jeff McNeil, well, I mean, if we win that game and make the playoffs, are you breaking it up? No. No. No, Jeff. If you won that game and got in and got swept by the Dodgers like you know you would have. No. The owner, the GM, who literally has done everything to get rid of all of you immediately, would have kept you because you won 84 games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I have no problem doing what they did, but you got to tell me how they get better. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil?
Hey, C-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Number one, I want to use a word that a lot of people are forgetting about. Okay. It's called mediocrity. Yes. You're not winning. baseball game when you have a mediocre team and you're looking to save money. And that's why I think Stevie Cohen is leaving it up to David Stern. He thinks he's smart, but he can outsmart himself. There's a lot of teams out there. He's waving. Yeah, they mentioned a guy, Contreras, right? But he went to the Red Sox.
Yes.
What happened, Mets? They mentioned Michael King. He went back to San Diego. What is he waiting for? He wanted to spend the money.
That wasn't that. Hey, no, I agree with you on that. They weren't waiting on Michael King. They didn't want to give him the contract he signed.
Yeah, well, this is money. The money they don't want to. And you want to know something? The bottom line is, if they get half the attendance, and I could be exaggerating in a way, it would be good for them, because this guy, if they win 70 to 75 games, he's out the door. And that's all I have to say. I'm fed up with him. Have a good evening.
You got it. Look, I think a lot of Met fans feel that way. And I'm trying to tell you, look, I'm more okay with what he's done. Look, Michael King hasn't – I mean, it's a fair deal. I know the buyout and the player option for the next year, 3 years at 25 per for Michael King. His stuff warrants that, but he doesn't pitch enough. And I do think the Mets need guaranteed innings right now. I don't hate passing on Michael King. I don't hate anything they've done other than let Diaz go. It's the only thing I hate. I like some things. I love getting rid of Jeff McNeil. I think you had to trade him. I think Jorge Polanco is a good ball player. I don't love him as my everyday first baseman. And I know they're out there looking for another right-handed bat who could possibly play first base. I mean, I don't love moving on from Pete Alonso. Just bring him in to play first base. I don't get it. I don't get why you wouldn't want to keep Pete Alonso here. I mean, I just gave you a bunch of reasons why we don't know what's going on. I hate his answers after, but I'd pay him 5 years at $30 million. I would. Why not? He hits 35 and drives in 100 every year. There's other ways to skin a cat. I get it, but like, man, Jorge Polanco? You talk run prevention, lose your closer, and bring in Jorge Polanco to play first base? So, like, I get a lot of it. But the core did need some sort of shifting. And I would have been more of a nuanced approach to changing the core. He took a sledgehammer to it. That's not a terrible way to go about it, as long as you have a plan. I talked about this last night, the demo. It's easy to come in there and just rip everything out. How do you replace it? Now you got to rebuild it. And right now, I don't know what the plan is. I'm open to they have money to rebuild it, but what's the plan? Sit around and wait to see if that money becomes that I can throw that money at a contract I'm comfortable with? As the caller just said before, wait, we'll see what happens. Let's get to Lorenzo in Queens. What's up, Lorenzo?
Yeah, you doing, Chris? Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays to you, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a Knicks point and a Christmas song point, if you allow me.
Yes, of course.
All right, which one you want first?
Give me the Christmas song point first. Why not?
All right. Yeah, the way you give props to Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas."
Yes.
I got to give my version. That's for the waitresses. Christmas wrapping. To me, that song is it's a year round song. It doesn't have to be for holidays. It could be in the summertime, because you know it mixes many styles. It's really ahead of its time. And I know you like bands that mix different styles, like Queen. You know, they mix up different styles of music.
Sure.
And waitresses, they do the same thing. It's like rock, rap, jazz. It's like 20 different songs in one.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's just a quality song, regardless of the holidays. Even if you're a Grinch, it's a good song, you know.
I'm with you. Okay, I like it. Yeah, and I think it falls into the category. I talked about this on Saturday's show, and I think I mentioned it on another overnight. I don't know, but I'm starting to realize that I listen to Christmas music in stages, like. Like right now, it's not like I wouldn't, as you said, it's a time for any time. Like, I'm not saying I would change the channel if the waitresses came on, but I would consider that more of like the early December to get me in the mood for the Christmas holiday. Now that we're here, now that tomorrow is Christmas Eve, now that we're an hour away from Christmas Eve, I tend to listen more to the traditionally slow Nat King Cole chestnuts roasting on an open fire, or Silent Night, or some of those other kind of crooner type songs, where at the beginning of the season, early December, and I'm trying to get pumped for the holiday season, it's more Mariah Carey, The Waitresses, you know, stuff like that. So I'm starting to realize in my old age that I kind of listen to Christmas music in stages.
Yeah, that's cool. Something traditional, like something a little different.
Yeah.
You know, the Little Drummer Boy from that's like a classic traditional song. But
sure.
If you want to go on like a different spin on it, this singer from Spain, he's like kind of like a Julio Iglesias kind. His name is Rafael. He does a sick version of Little Drummer Boy. It's almost kind of scary, you know. You want to give it a chance,
I'll have to check it out.
He really gets it. Yeah, his name's Rafael, like you know, like the Ninja Turtle. It's in Spanish, but you can still get the drift, you know, because it's still like a rama tum tum, just in Spanish, you know.
Okay.
Oh yeah. As for the Knicks, I still can't get over the trade. You know, giving up Julius and Dante for Cat. Like I understand NBA, you give up one player, you give up multiple players for just one player, but that's Cat. He's not Michael Jordan. He's not even Tim Duncan or Nowitzki. Whereas Julius, he was all NBA All Star. Dante was top 5-6 man. And Cat's just inconsistent. If you want inconsistency, and now people are saying, oh, they're trading for Anthony Davis. If you could trade for Davis, you might as well just kept Julius and Dante.
I don't know if we didn't really see a lot of it, to be fair. I don't know if Julius and Brunson's game meshes either. And
actually, I'm surprised you're saying that. Not to cut you off, because I remember a couple years ago, you were reveling in the Knicks
They had a great January. There's no doubt about it. They had a great January. But
you know why? Because Julius evolved. Like, he was deferring to Jalen. He was deferring to Bridges.
I don't know. He didn't play with Bridges. I don't know if he would have deferred to... I mean, again, I don't know. It was kind of Julius's team. It needed to become Jalen's team. I can't revisit that trade again, man. The Knicks are playing great basketball. I know they lost last night. They didn't have Jalen Brunson. I can't revisit that trade again. I'm at the point now where I'm looking at this team, and I don't know how much better. And they're trying to get, you know, there's thoughts they want DiVincenzo back. I don't know how they do that and make the money match up. But right now they're 20-9. They're the 2 seed in the East, and they're the best team in the East. I can't go back and revisit the Julius Randle trade now. It's been a complete year plus. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. They never did that with Julius Randle. And now, in my estimation, they're the best team in the East. The Pistons are playing right now. They are up 18 or 17 at the half over Sacramento. But I think they're the best team in the East. I think they're going to the NBA Finals, barring, you know, any sort of injury, which is always possible. But I think they're a complete team. I think they're a good team. I think they're the best team in the East right now, and I can't revisit and go back and say, I wish they wouldn't have done this, I wish they wouldn't have done that, because you know what? I said, I wish they wouldn't have fired Tibbs. And you can't argue that right now Brown is doing an incredible job as the head coach of this team. You just can't argue. He's doing a great job. We'll see what happens. He's got to get to the NBA Finals, but right now they look pretty damn good, and I'm not going to hold them to a 10-point loss or whatever it was last night or tonight against the Timberwolves when they don't have OG Anunoby or Jalen Brunson.
Me and Coach.
I'm ready to play today. What's going on, Brian and Newberg? What's going on, bud?
Hey, I just wanted to talk real quick. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays to you, by the way.
Thank you.
Edwin Diaz kind of sold out on the Mets, so I'm not really too worried about him. Pete Alonso, that's a different thing. It's the Pete Alonso thing kind of sucks from the heart. But, like, I kind of see what they're trying to do. Like, Mark Vientos, if they can get Mark Vientos of that championship run, like, they have a guy. You know what I mean? They have a guy. Carson Baines, they're trying to rely on the younger guys. And also, too, it's only December. I don't know. Like, what do you think they'll do moving forward?
That's what I'm saying. What are they going to do right now? How do they improve the starting rotation? Do you think the starting rotation needs to be improved?
It's so tough because I kind of look at the situation like they were so fine in 24 and they have the same team now. And I'm kind of caught in between on the rotation. I mean, they don't have the same team now. Obviously, they added Juan Soto. They did that whole thing.
And they got rid of everything. They got rid of Nimmo. They got rid of Alonso. They got rid of Diaz. They got rid of McNeil. How could you? It's a completely different team.
It is on purpose. But what would you? I guess like what would you do to the rotation? Because there's nothing really out there. Like people want the screw balls and they want the flashy stuff, but like it's not there. Like Nolan McLean, I think, is a star. I think he's the number one. Like they have the guys in place. Like Jonah Tong, they have the guys.
What do you think Jonah Tong is?
I mean, even if he's a four or five, like the other guys just need to do what they need
and
to
what's
do.
Sprout?
Is McLean a one in your opinion?
I don't think you can say that
two.
Off of
one or two.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that he's got the potential to be that. I can't tell you that off of what? How many starts did he have last year? Seven? Like you want me to look at a player in seven starts and tell you he's an ace of a team with the payroll and the expectations of the Mets to go beat down the Dodgers? McLean's an ace, or Sprout is, or Tong.
What's the rotation? USA invite? Is that like that's very confident to me because like I've been saying what I said to you to a lot of people, and then he got invited to Team USA, and I was like, oh well, I'm not there on Team USA, and then he got invited there, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, you're pretty pie in the sky. You don't even think the rotation needs any help? You don't think they need a starting pitcher? I think they need a starting pitcher. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Look, I get it. I can't go into the season off of, you know, McLean and the last, what? I mean, I'll double check how many starts he had. He had less than 10. And I'm gonna declare that rookie an ace. I'm confident in him. He is. I wouldn't trade him. Right? He's off limits in Scooble trades or whoever else trades. Like I'm with you. I'm on board. I think he has a chance to be an ace. It wouldn't surprise me if he's an ace next year. But I can't bank on it. I can't go into the season as the New York Mets with championship or bust expectations. And say here's my best pitcher, and I know he's my best because I had him for six starts last year. But they were wonderful. I get it. But, I mean, you got to trust Sanghi, you got to trust Manaea, you got to trust two rookies who weren't all that good. Tong got lit up on several occasions. You feel that good about putting him into a rotation this coming year and saying you're good? You're going to put all three kids, McLean, Sprout, and Tong, into the rotation and say we're good. For a World Series or bust, go figure out a way to beat the Dodgers, New York Mets. Because make no mistake, Met fans, sorry, you don't get to retract the Big Brother crap. You don't get to retract it. It's World Series or bust expectations every single year, no matter what you do. World Series or failure. There are no more nice little seasons, and you can't go into a World Series or bust year and tell me those three kids are going to be three-fifths of your starting rotation. They need to add a reliable starting pitcher. Are they going to do it in free agency? Are they going to trade for one? Yes, it's December. Yes. Spring training is usually, what, February 20th, pitchers and catchers, somewhere around there. He's got time. I'm not telling you it's over. I'm not telling you he's an idiot. I'm not telling you he's not going to go and bring anybody in. I'm telling you, let me see how. How are they going to do it? This rotation's not good enough. It's not. Right now, the lineup's not good enough. It's not. They are not a good enough baseball team right now. They're just not. If Tong is really good, if Vientos goes back to what he was 2 years ago, if Sprout is really good, if Alvarez can finally make that leap and be consistent, if Benj is an everyday center fielder, if Marcus Semien can be close to what he was 3 years ago offensively. If Jorge Polanco can play the first base position. It's a lot of ifs. If Devin Williams can be a closer in New York. If it was more about tipping his pitches than the league figuring him out for Weaver. It's a lot of ifs. Danny and Nyack, what's up, Danny?
Oh, what's up, C-Mac? First off, congrats on the new spot. I know you're a Yankee fan, but you've been saying everything that I feel honestly about the Mets, and the boy genius, as Joe B would say, it's really starting to show. I feel like he thinks he's way smarter than he actually is, and he's preaching run prevention or whatever, and you get rid of Pete, who plays every single day, is guaranteed to hit you 35 and 100.
Yep.
And you replace him with the guy who is an injury-prone DH who's never played first base a day in his life. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know.
It's extremely hard. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah. That's the thing. It's not so much moving on from Pete. It's not so much changing the core. It's that's fine. You got to replace it, though. This isn't some, fly-by operation where you say, hey, it hasn't worked. We're going to end it. And, I don't know, in a year or two, we'll figure out how to rebuild it and be good again. We'll build a new core in the next couple of years. It's not how it works. Not how it works.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right. We've made it. Christmas is pretty much upon us. We are now 20 minutes away from Christmas Eve. I wish everybody a happy, healthy, wonderful Christmas and holiday season and happy new year. I will be back before then. I'm off after today, and I'll be back with you Monday morning as I'll be with Jerry filling in for Boomer and Gio, Jerry and myself. And then I'll be with you that whole week. I think I'm doing a day in the midday. I'm doing a day in the afternoon. And I'm finishing my final overnight. For those of you who have grown accustomed to listening to me in the overnight for the last 2.5 years or so, the final overnight will be Friday morning, the 2nd. I don't remember if it's a full midnight ride or if it's 2 to 5 a.m. I think it's a full midnight ride. But we'll be doing Friday morning, January 2nd, the last overnight, and before I move into the afternoons with Craig. So, but I'm still here, working on Christmas Eve. Can you believe that? Guy gets the afternoon gig, he's still here at 1 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Eve. That's right. Hard work. Dedication. 888-808-1019, or I went to Italy and used up a lot of my days, which either one. Dominic in North Carolina, what's up, Dom?
Yeah, hello, Chris. How you doing?
Good, how are
Merry
you?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm good. Listen, I told your call screener that
yeah.
I got my 2026 Mets calendar today.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah, very, very. Four of the guys aren't going to be on the roster next year so far. That's so far. And I think we all should have known. Now, you know, you said from the beginning Alonso was gone, and you're right.
Yes.
He isn't even on the calendar, and he's like one of their star players.
Who was on? So Nimmo was on the calendar.
Nimmo's on the calendar.
McNeil, Edwin Diaz,
and of course McGill is not going to be on the roster because he's on the DL. So.
Oh,
four guys are getting,
okay.
And Alonso, but the funny thing is, Alonso wasn't on the calendar.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, no,
so they knew from the outset.
Is this from, like, where did you get the calendar from? Directly from the Mets?
It's website? The official Mets calendar, yeah.
The official Mets calendar. Unbelievable. Yeah. No Alonso on it. Yeah, they knew. They knew, huh? Unbelievable.
But, you know, I do have a bit, you know, what separates us Mets fans from you Yankee fans, though, mm-hmm. over the years, not recently,
Losing?
Is faith, belief. Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that. But also faith belief.
You set yourself up for that one.
I did. But, you know, you may not agree with Rush Limbaugh's politics, but he did have a good rule for radio callers, which is their job is to make the host look good. That's
yes.
what we're supposed to do.
Well, thank you. So
here's my question to you. You know, is it possible that maybe the reason they're not telling us what they're going to do is because they're tired of negotiating against themselves? And in this season of faith, shouldn't we trust in Stearns with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding? Is it possible that they know what they're doing, or you don't think so?
Yeah, no. Listen, I made it? And thank you for the call, Dominic. That was very well done and funny. If I'm making it seem like I don't think David Stearns has any brains in his head, I apologize. I feel like I'm doing the opposite. I'm okay. Like, I'm not calling for David Stearns to be fired. I think that's crazy. I think he's done a good job for the most part. I trust in him. And he knows better than me whether or not the team needed to be broken down. Again, I'm not saying that this is a disaster yet. I'm just saying it's hard to trust the plan when we know who's out there and we know how they operate. Like, we've all come to the understanding that David Stearns has been given the ultimate power, right? There's still going to be the times, the Juan Sotos, where, I mean, David Stearns doesn't know. Who doesn't want Juan Soto? So, like, of course David Stearns wants Juan Soto. So if the owner just says, listen, I don't care what it costs, we're getting him, then that's the owner's thing. But outside of that, David Stearns now runs the show. He is the Brian Cashman. You mentioned the difference between the Yankees and the Mets fans. Well, right now, the similarity is you have a powerful GM who runs the team with impunity. Because if the owner really had a say in this, I don't think Pete Alonso's been would be gone. He is allowing David Stearns to do what he believes is best for the team. Now, I'm okay with that. I don't think David Stearns is an idiot. I don't think he's a small market GM in a big market world, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And like, I think he's smart, and I think he'll build the Mets a good team eventually. I'm just saying, looking at what's out there right now in free agency via trade, right? Like right now, with what we know is available, and how we know he likes to operate. It's not as easy to see the plan. I disagree with not giving Pete Alonso a contract, and I think he seriously messed up with Edwin Diaz. And I had a call earlier go, oh, well, you know, Edwin Diaz, he didn't want to be here, blah, blah, blah. Again, he left for 3 years, $69 million. Show him, and again, I take it as like disrespect when you tell a guy, go shop. Yeah, listen, I'm willing to give you 3 for $66. There's more. Like, oh, we told him there was more. Yeah. In other words, you told him, I'm not giving you more unless I have to. I have more for you. I have more. You deserve more. I'm willing to pay you more. But only if you go find it and then bring it back to me. I'm not going to do it if I don't have to. And you could say, well, that's good business, Chris. And that's not good business when you're dealing with an individual. And you allow him to get the Dodgers in his head and the smell of the championships and the beaches and everything that comes with the LA Dodgers. You allowed him to go out there and find it. And I don't know if Diaz is 100% honest about what he said. I know there's kind of been multiple reports, but I watched a video where Diaz said, after negotiating, I went to the Mets and said, this is what I want. They said, no, there's a gap. And then I went to the Dodgers and they said yes immediately. So if you believe Diaz, they went to him, they went to the Mets and said, we want 3 for $69, because that's the deal the Dodgers said yes to. And the Mets went, nah, 3 for $66. But hey, if you find that 3 for $69, come back to us. Like, that's disrespectful to the best closer in baseball. I don't care what anybody says. So I think he absolutely blew the Edwin Diaz stuff. But outside of that, I'm okay with what he did, but explain to me how it's going to get better. And it's got to get better this year now, this coming season. John in Staten Island. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris. Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas.
I tell you, you said it has to get better right now. Look, I'm a season ticket holder, and listen, I know the plan. I hate it, but it's a transition year. You can say all you want, it's World Series or bust, but he has Cohen's ear now. They won 83 games last year. It's amazing because 83 wins last year, and a lot of it's on him because of the pitching staff failure, and he got more power. He got Cohen's ear now, and he's telling him, look, we got to break this down. And what he's going to do the rest of the year is probably he's going to add some more bats, you know, 1 or 2 year deals, and they'll get the payroll up, and it'll look similar to last year, but it's not going to be the long-term deal. So people waiting, all these guys are reporting, oh, if the price comes back down on Bellinger, well, it's not going to come down to 3 or 4 years. He's probably haggling with the Yankees now about 6 or 7. So that's not going to happen, and obviously they're not going to go after Tucker.
I'll tell you, if it comes down to 3 or 4 years and the Yankees don't sign him, I'm going to be freaking furious.
Right, but it's not going to. There's going to be some team out there that'll give a 30-year-old guy 5 years, and that's what happened with Pete. Pete was never coming back because they were never, ever going over 3, so it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. But that's what he's going to do. He's going to try to mix a couple of the kids in. He might even keep Vientos now as a DH to see if he has anything with him. But split some time at first base with Polanco. Or maybe he goes out and gets a Christian Walker, but it's going to be somebody on a 1 or 2 year deal. They're not going for it. If he would, unless he brings in a Bellinger or something else, then he'll prove to me that they're going for it. As far as the pitching, they're probably being held up right now in trades. It's very expensive. No one seems to love the free agent guys, you know, like Suarez and these guys asking for 6 or 7 years. No one wants to give it to them at least now, and we know he's not going to do it.
Right. No, I mean,
so until he proves otherwise, that's what it is.
I know. I don't disagree with you. Until he proves otherwise, I still think that. I mean, I just can't imagine having this transition year. Like, we'll see how the fans react to it. Right, Yankee fans have been telling me forever that they'd be willing to do it. Right, they would. Hey, if it meant firing Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone, they would have a transition year. They'd break it all down. They'd be willing. You wouldn't, and you're not going to like it if he does it. I'm telling you right now. Barry in Los Angeles, what's up, Barry?
Hey, Chris. I have a Mets thing and a Giants thing. The first question: are you going to be able to sing on the afternoon drive or not?
Oh, am I going to be able to sing? Try and stop me, Barry. You try and stop me.
I'm not going to try. I love your voice, Chris.
Well, thank you. The answer to that is obviously yes, because really me singing on the air started with Craig. So I don't see why.
Okay, cool.
He was the one who pushed me to start singing on the air, so I don't think that would change.
Awesome. So I'm a long-time Mets fan, but I agree with your take. I think Stearns really blew it with Diaz.
Yep.
And I think, you know, I don't get the anti-Harvard stuff with everybody thinking, like, you know, he's the smartest guy in the room. I think he just has a way that he wants to go about doing this thing. And, I think there are easier paths. I think he could have probably signed Pete and signed a Bregman and made a trade or, you know, re-signed, you know, Bader in center field and put Bench in left.
Yeah.
And then look for pitching. And that would have been an easier way. He obviously wants to really put, you know, his hands all over this thing. So I don't know what ultimately is going to come out of this thing, but, you know, there's guys like Alcantara out there that I think, like, the price may be a little too high right now, but I think he's definitely, I agree with the last caller, I think he's going to go the trade route. He's not giving anybody 6-7 years, right?
No. And listen, so I agree with you, and there are players via the trade still. Freddie Peralta, who's only making $8 million on a one-year deal this year, upcoming. That's who I want the Yankees to target desperately. Sandy Alcantara, you're right. He makes a good amount of money over the next 2 years, but it is short term. It's only 2 years. That's what I would assume. But again, both of these teams right now are not, they're not going to give the prospect they don't want to give. They're not going to give the package that's a little bit steep. They're not going to give the extra year. They're not going to give the extra $5 million. They're not doing it. And it doesn't sound like anybody else is either. It's one of these off seasons heading into the CBA and where it's impacting how everything is being moved. And how slow the entire thing is happening. But yeah, listen, I agree with you. I don't, you know, he clearly, there were easier ways to change the team slightly and go about building it to be better. There was easier ways. Keeping Pete is easy. Giving him that $30 million, it's easy. You know what you've got. You could start on the idea where my first baseman's going to hit me 35 and drive in 110. Like, that's an easy place to start. He doesn't want to do it the easy way. He wants to do it his way. And we'll find out if that ends up being beneficial. As of right now, and that's part of my thought process, his way. His way comes with parameters. Those parameters are going to make it very difficult to make this year's team a contender for a championship. And that's now the goal of the Mets organization. You can't deviate from that after 1 year. Last year, it was the Met fan frolicking through the streets. Big brother in town. This is where everybody wants to go. This is going to be a championship team. Championship window's wide open. We're going to win so many championships in Juan Soto's 15 years. It's going to make the dynasty Yankees spin on their heads. And now all of a sudden, it's like, well, you know, the core was broken. Transition year. Nope. You got to go out and win now. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back, talk a little football, get into John Harbaugh as a possibility for the New York Giants or any other coaching candidate for them as we get ready for the Tank Bowl coming up on Sunday at 4 o'clock. We can talk a little bit around the league, NFL, get into the Knicks a little bit more, whether or not you could foresee. And listen, I don't think it's crazy to move on from Aaron Glenn. So as his plans for this season have changed constantly. He's constantly singing a new story about, oh, I knew it wasn't going to be easy and we knew this was going to take some time. No, that's not what he was saying when you took over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.